Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, this is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'd like to welcome to the broadcast tonight. It is Monday, April the 2nd, 2018. Amen. And thank you for joining us. Those of you who called in at 646-668-2636 or listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. I thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening in, and I hope something will be said tonight will encourage you. Amen. Amen. Well, today I'm going to open up with scripture, and we're going to get right into the conversation. We'll continue what we've been talking about for the character traits of a Christian man, and tonight we're going to talk about availability, attentiveness, and wisdom. Amen? Amen. So let me go to scripture here. We're going to go to Romans chapter number 5, starting at verse number 12. And the word of God says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law of sin was in the world, but sin is not impugned when there was no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam. Who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. But if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. Verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigns through the one, much more those who received abundance of grace of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Father God, we say thank you today. Thank you for your sending your son, God. Thank you, God, for reconciling us back to you, God, for making a way, God, even though the sin of Adam's the price was paid for that sin, and our sins was paid on the cross for the shed blood and for his broken body on the cross, for his death, and then the power of his resurrection, God. We know, God, that you are, that he was our perfect sacrifice. Father, we ask you to continue to touch the lives of men today, husbands, fathers, and sons. Continue to watch over them. Continue to strengthen them. Continue, God, to encourage them, oh God. And I pray today those who are listening to our broadcast tonight will be blessed and be encouraged, and they will continue to be the men of God that you've called them to be leaders in their homes, in the church, and in the community. This is our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to touch on a couple of character traits and continuing of our ongoing series. Tonight we're going to talk about availability and what that means as a character trait. Because before we were saved, some of us had a problem with being available for the things for our families, being available for those around us who needed us, and sharing and serving in the community. But also now, and as being a part of the body of the church, being men of God in the church, are we making time and balancing out our lives to be available to serve God and do the things that God has called us to do, to fulfill the purpose and plan that he put us here on earth to do, that we might edify the body and glorify him. So availability is being willing to adjust our own schedule, agenda, and plans to fit the right desires of God and others. It makes personal priorities secondary to the needs of God and others. It is to reflect God's priorities so that we are always available to him and others when we are serving. And that availability ties into having a servant's heart. Are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to make time to serve others, to be part, to help in our churches, in our families, or making time available for the things of God? Because, again, as husbands and fathers, we have responsibilities. Or are we working too many hours that we can't be part of our families to be able to minister, to be able to disciple, to be able to encourage our wives and our children? Are you that man? Are you making yourself available to those who really need you? You know, I've said this before on another broadcast. You know, you never hear about brothers complaining that they just spend too much time with their wife and their children, and their career and their job was lacking because they just spent too much time. You always hear the other. You always hear it on the other end, of down 20, 25 years, 30 years down the road, that they wish they would have spent more time with their family and made themselves available for the things that were important. So that's what we have to be able to see as men of God. Is our character, are we known to be available? If someone calls us, in the middle of the night, early in the morning, in the middle of something that we want to do, and someone has a need of something that we can do, someone looks to us, are we dependable? Are we reliable to be able to be used by God in the lives of people? And some of the time that is serving. Some of that is putting aside what we want in our agenda to do within his agenda. So that we have to search our hearts, each man today that is listening to me to this broadcast tonight. Are you available for the things that God wants you to do? Or are you so busy, is your schedule so tight, is when things don't go your way or appointment is missed or you're running late, is that something that frustrates you, gets angry, and then you lash out and you're upset and your whole personality changes because it's something you wanted to do? But remember, selfishness is an immature character trait. So sometimes we have to forsake what we want to do to serve others, especially in our family and as we mature in Christ, in the body of Christ. Because the Word of God, you know, we are to be the leaders and in the church and the movers and shakers and be there to support our pastor and support our ministry. Because we're there, and again, you're members of a church. We're part of churches for a reason. We just don't happen to be there. There's a purpose God put our lives there. We intersect the lives of people, but are we available? Amen. So I'm going to give you scripture. Again, as always, I give scriptures for the brothers to look up and study and meditate on. And when we're talking about availability, we're going to Mark chapter number 1, verses 17 and 18. I'm going to give you one there. I'm going to read that one, and also I'm going to give you Acts 16 and 10. But we're going to go to Mark 1 right now. And I want to share that with you just to encourage you today about what it means to be available. So Mark chapter 1, verse number 17. And the Word of God says here, talking about availability. It says, when Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. So when we have that call in our life, he called the disciples and they immediately left because they heard the voice of God. Are you hearing the voice of God or what God has called you to do in the body of Christ, to serve, to disciple, to evangelize, to reach someone? Because one of the things we always talk about here, Issues Christian has talked the importance of men, evangelizing men. Because there's a man, there's a life, there's a soul, and a family that's connected to you that you've got to be able to evangelize and witness to and share the gospel with someone who will give their life to Christ, and thereby their family can be saved, their family can be blessed, their family be covered in the Word of God, and they can share it with someone. You never know what connections you're making and what lives you'll touch generations to come. Amen. So availability. Our second point tonight is attentiveness. Attentiveness. We'll recognize the value of other people by giving them listening ears, respect, courtesy, total concentration. This means paying attention to others, not just listening to our own needs and desires, but also giving genuine understanding to God's word. And attentiveness. Are we paying attention? When we go to Bible, I use this all the time. When we come into service on Sundays and Bible study, are we coming to hear a word of life, to hear a word of application for the Word of God? Are we studying? Are we have a paper and a notebook and a pencil? You know, some of us have degrees. Some of us have training, in-service training on our jobs. We go there with a purpose and a plan to get information that we might be able to do our jobs better. We go to school, get education, get our degrees, a bachelor's, master's, associate's, training certificates. But do we have that same intensity and attentiveness to the Word of God when we come into Bible study, when we come into Sunday service to hear the preached word? And are you receiving something every week that's going to be applicable to your life, that you can apply it to your life? And that's the importance that we talk about, being attentive to the Word of God. Are we taking the Word of God and applying it to, and making it come alive, come off the pages? Whatever your pastor is teaching, whatever the preacher, the elder who's doing the Bible study, are we involved, engaged, and ready to apply that word and take that word and meditate on it and chew it and then apply it to our lives and then share it with someone else? You know, I was at a lot of marriage gatherings. We talked about couples doing devotionals and studying together. Excuse me. But, you know, you can start with Sunday service. I guarantee you hear one thing and your wife heard another, and that's what you can meditate on the rest of the week, about the Sunday service, and reason it out, talk about it, and then get to the understanding of it. Amen? So being attentive. I'm going to go over to Hebrews chapter number 2, in verse number 1. It says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. The Word of God and the study of the Word of God will keep you anchored, will keep you anchored in His Word, be in His Word, apply His Word through the Holy Spirit, through prayer, and through fellowship. We become anchored in the Word, remember what we were taught, and then applying that thing and being in this process of sanctification, being able to be used by God to grow and mature. So far tonight, we have talked about availability and attentiveness. And you're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk, and I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here every Monday night at 8 o'clock, every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and for 2018. Now we're in the second quarter of the year. We are going to be live every Saturday at 9 a.m. Amen. We encourage you to join us. Reach out to us. We're on Facebook. We're on Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk. You can see our page there. You can contact us and see the links for upcoming men's events. You can post your men's events there. And also, we encourage you to come in and join us on the broadcast every Monday night. You can always call in at 646-668-2636. Or you can also listen to the archive of our past shows by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. And if you call in, just press 1 on your keypad. You can join the conversation, share your insights and your wisdom. And we appreciate you for listening and joining it. Amen. Amen. Our third point tonight of the character trait of a Christian man is wisdom. Now, this is a biggie, because only wisdom, true wisdom, comes from God. The only way we're going to get wisdom is to hear God's voice through prayer, through reading and studying of His Word, and application of His Word, and applying His Word to our lives. You know, and that's where we grow and mature as men, as husbands and fathers, to continue to be how God planned us to be, wanted us to be, shaped and molded us and purposed us to be. You know, and that's one of the things before I go into that, we have to understand that God has created us for purpose and reason. The people that cross our lives, the church we attend, our wives, our children, these things are not just for happenstance. It's God's ordained. Our lives are God ordained by God, and especially when we come to the point where we have given our life to Christ. You know, and not everyone was raised in the church. Everyone didn't have a praying grandmother, you know, and was born in an altar. Some, you know, I know brothers who come to Christ later in their life. But even that God knew. Because even if we look at Scripture, we look at Abraham, we look at Paul, we look at all the disciples. They were full-grown men living lives and careers and just doing their thing until Christ called them for purpose. And I always like to look at Abraham, because God made a promise to him that his bloodline would be used, but he had to pull him out of his circumstance. So like many of us at a certain age, in our 30s and 40s, may be pulled out into Christ, but yet the generations to come, our children's children's children, will know Christ because of us. So that's what we have to understand and also and focus on. Amen? And then our final one tonight is going to be wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom truly desires the knowledge of God's word and the proper application to our life. This will enable us to make good judgments and decisions. I can't say it any better than that. Because the wisdom, we have worldly wisdom, we have street wisdom, you know, street smarts and worldly knowledge, but all that anybody who's lived long enough knows those opinions change. They change with the seasons, they change with tides, they change with political atmosphere or whatever. But the Word of God is truth. The Word of God is rock solid. But you have to know the Word of God so you can have it. The other thing we have to be careful of is not being deceived. So unless you study for yourself, you never know when you're being deceived or something doesn't sound right, It doesn't sit right in your spirit. We say that, but truly, if the Holy Spirit is living with us and we study the Word, we learn to apply the Word to our life, to all circumstances in life. You know, one of the things I learned long ago, early in my walk, the pastor told us, every situation that you go through in life, the answer is in the Word of God. Any struggle, any test, any trial, there's an answer for you. You might be having financial problems, marriage problems, raising your children problems, self-esteem problems, you know, all of these things. The Word of God has an answer. There's something there that can help you get through. But first, once you believe and have faith and know that the Word of God is true, then you can start to meditate on it, and God will speak to you and encourage you in your life as you walk this thing out. And for wisdom, I'm going to go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119, starting at verse 97. Oh, how I love you, dear Lord. This is my meditation all the day. You, though my commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with you. Amen. It's the wisdom of God. It's God's word. It's just believing God. His Holy Spirit lives within us, so keep us and guide us and direct us. So, again, brothers, I want to encourage you. Encourage you to be able to go into the Word of God, to seek the wisdom, to learn to be attentive, learn to be available. Because, again, I don't want to stand and come across as someone who has it all together and has the answers for all these things. These are the things that I'm tested on and struggle with every day of my life. Every day is a new test. You have a new opportunity when you to make yourself available, to be attentive, to pay attention, and to also have godly wisdom. There's things that come at us as men, as husbands and fathers. You know, we just have to, sometimes we have to stand and reason it out, because people are looking to us for leadership, looking to us for guidance. So I encourage you, brothers, to just read your word, to pray, and also just and ask God. And also here at Issues Christian Men Talk, we always encourage the fellowship of men coming together, gathering together, and have someone in your life who you can speak to, you can encourage, and someone can encourage you. You know, it's the body of Christ. There's a reason for the body of Christ. There's a reason for the church. So any man that's out there and you're feeling alone and feeling like you don't have anyone, find someone. Find someone in your church. If you are in a church, there's someone in that congregation that God is ordained to put into your life and speak into your life. But, you know, show yourself friendly. Reach out. Build relationships that you might be kept. Remember the 12. Jesus and his 12 came together to encourage one another. They went through up times and bad times, and then through the power of the Holy Spirit, they were able to connect and then fulfill a purpose and plan for God. So tonight, as I get ready to close, I'm going to share again our topics for tonight and the character of a Christian man, availability, and I want to point you to Mark chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, Acts 16 and 10, attentiveness, Hebrews 2 and 1, and wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, and Psalms 119 and 97. So I encourage you to meditate on those words. Use them as a devotional. Study, look for the application. And then however you study, and pray. And pray to God to speak into your life and encourage you. Amen? Again, you've been listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Barr. I'm here every Monday night at 8 p.m., every Thursday night at 8 p.m., and also for 2018, we're going Saturdays at 9 a.m. So I pray that you will continue to listen in. If you called in at 646-668-2636, and also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Barr, and we thank you for joining us tonight. Amen.